The yeshiva got started, Reb Chaim together with a group of elder Bachurim arrived in Toronto to enhance the yeshiva atmosphere. Reb Chaim became a Rebbe a year later, as was mentioned. And Chaim and Shalom always go together. As we say in the Tefillah, Ushvarati Seinu Boyeinu L'Chaim V'Shalom. Safeguard our comings and goings, Chaim V'Shalom, from now to eternity. It is a distinct honor and most fitting to ask for Chaim to please come up to the podium and read the inscription on the scroll and present it to Rabbi Gold as a token of the yeshiva's heartfelt appreciation.
Me too. Whatever. I'm coming.
In appreciation to Rabbi Shalom Gold, in recognition of his major contribution to the founding of the yeshiva, the selfless dedication, the outstanding accomplishments, the yeshiva's first decade will always be remembered. Presented at the 50th anniversary dinner, there is a Joseph Tenenbaum, Yeshiva of Toronto, 26569, November 23rd, 2008.
Thank you very much, Lukaya.
Turn it this way, please.
Is that it's just plain a great schus to be here and alive and gesund 50 years later and to see so many of the people who were here at the beginning, see the Talmidim. It's a source of great joy, and for that I give Shevach v'Hidoya l'Rav Benjamin. I have a few remarks to make, and I want to put the beginnings of the yeshiva in context, in the way in which I saw it, and the way in which I believe it should be seen. In 1959, there were great chabonim in Toronto, there were great mechanchim in Toronto, there were great Torah institutions in Toronto. The yeshiva was not created in a vacuum. The yeshiva was started in order to take all that had been done before and move a giant step forward. We owe a great deal to all of those who preceded us. I remember standing on Finch Avenue West. In those days, Battle Street was paved up until Shepherd. From Shepherd and further, it was a country road. Bumpy, very difficult to get through, no public transportation. I have a feeling that that represents what the yeshiva's purpose was. There are those who had paved Bathurst all the way till Shepherd, and now the next leap forward for Torah had to take place. What was I doing on Finch Avenue in the summer of 1959? I'll tell you, I went back to January of 59. One day I'm minding my own business in the Beis Medrash in Neri Yisrael in Baltimore, and I get a message
the Rosh Hashiva wants to see me. Of course, then I put on my jacket, I go running into the Rosh Hashiva's office, and the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Halevi, Duda Manzechet Tzadik Lebracha, tells me, Shalom, I'd like to see you at my house tonight. My instinctive reaction was, what did I do now? And I get to his house that night, and the Rosh Hashiva begins to tell me that there are a group of Balabatim in a city called Toronto who want to establish a yeshiva. Will you go and do the job? It was one of the quickest decisions that I made in my life. I said, yes, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. And I went, and I came, and I remember the day that I came, it was right after I was 39. I came by train. And the first place I went to was to 16 Stratton Road. That was the home of Meyer and Minnie Lubavitch. And there I am with my suitcase and, you know, some all broken up hat box held together by scotch tape. And that's it, my first step, I'm here. That was a nerve center of the yeshiva. Shabbos Shalosh Shudas I had with Saul Siegler further up on Stratton Road. And my first office the following week was at the Palmerston Boulevard Corner College at the head offices of Export Packers of Herschel Rubinstein. These were some of the people, the ones we are honoring their memories. They were right at the very beginning. I was involved with them. Then, of course, later, Joe Tenenbaum's great contribution to Torah worldwide and to Mary Soil. And of course, we'll talk yet about Avram Bleeman and Sandy Hofstetter. So the yeshiva started, and I learned something very important when I came to Toronto, that one of the most significant factors in the establishment of a yeshiva is students. And therefore, it became my great task to get students to come to the yeshiva. We had to sell something completely new. This is going to be an in-town yeshiva, a high school dormitory, come home only for Shabbos. This was far, far different than Toronto had ever seen. And I began the process of knocking on doors. I learned how to sit on milk crates in the back of stores, on Bathurst, on St. Clair. And little by little, we put together the group of Talmidim. And as I came in here today, I saw one after another, 50 years later, the Talmidim of that first class. And I owe to them a great debt of gratitude. They and their parents were the ones who were equally involved in the establishment of this yeshiva. Mr. Cohen came over to me. Eugene Cohen comes over to me and he says, Rabbi Gold, I remember when you came to my house and you talked to me about sending, that was Tommy Cohen. Dr. Joey Greenbaum is here. I sat on a milk crate over there in the back of their store. And there have been Greenbaums forever and ever after in their soil, year after year after year. And then the mayor, Phil Zoberman. I saw mayor was here. I remember sitting in his house talking to his father on 17 Cecil Street. Oh boy, I acted very nice. Little did I know that a year and a half later, he'd become Uncle Shmuel and Auntie Tilly when I would marry his niece. And then, well, there was Akiva Chaim Rosenthal, who was the first student registered in the yeshiva. His father was rabbi in Sudbury, and he looked and found me in order to register him. Shlomi Schwartz is here. I think that's the last time I wrote a bar mitzvah speech. Maybe he's the last one that was just right before bar mitzvah when he entered the yeshiva. Harvey Weitz. Yitzi Lukowitz. Did I get them all? What about Yitzhak Goldstein? Was he in that first class? These were a wonderful, wonderful group of young people with whom we established the yeshiva, and to see many of them here now was for me a source of great joy. Did I mention Harvey Weitz? Did I mention him?
You're listening to me? Good. All right. And then I want to add one other person who was extremely important to the establishment of the yeshiva. The atmosphere. Turning it from a yeshiva into a home. Mrs. Intrater, Rabbi Arx's mother-in-law, Rebbe Tanakh's mother, she added such flavor and such beauty to the yeshiva. I want to thank, of course, as well, Rabbi Moshe Friedman, who, because of his dignity and his efficiency, my wife and I are here tonight to join you. I'm very happy that my son Yirmi from Ramat Beit Shemesh was able to make it. And then I have to tell you that in every organization, in every great undertaking, and this was an extremely difficult one, there were great hurdles that had to be overcome, problems that had to be solved. It was an extremely, extremely difficult job. There are always unsung heroes. And there's an unsung hero as well. In the second year of the yeshiva, I married my wife, Bela. After the Sheva Brachos were over, it was back to 24 hours a day yeshiva. Yeshiva, yeshiva. You know, today we meet yeshiva from Shana Rishayna. She didn't know of a Shana Rishayna or a Shana Shniya or anything of the sort. And it was she who was there to help me and to assist me, though the yeshiva took so much of my time and my energy, and I owe her a great debt of gratitude. She's the unsung hero. I could keep going, but I'm not. I promised that I was going to limit my remarks. There's also another point that has to be made. There's an epilogue to the story. Something I never told the Rosh Yeshiva when he called me in that January morning to ask me to go to Toronto. I had other plans for the summer of 59. I had learned in Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael in 55 and 56, and I had decided the summer of 59, I'm going on Aliyah. And then Rosh Yeshiva asks me to go to Toronto. So I thought I'd come for a year or two to Toronto, start the yeshiva, go off to Eretz Yisrael. It turned out, of course, to be something that had to be postponed, delayed, a detour, but the plans were never cancelled. And 22 years later, we were zeicher to have made the journey from Neir Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, where we've been living, that our family and all of our grandchildren have been born there for the last 26 years. To Avram Bleeman and to Sandy Hofstetter, I want to quote something that my wife said very often. Very often she said that we'd be going through some kind of a difficult crisis, and we make it out of the crisis. She said it was in the schus of the yeshiva. The schus of working for the yeshiva stood us in good stead throughout. I tried to imagine the schusim of Avraham Bleeman and Sandy Hofstetter, decades of working for the yeshiva. What an awesome schus that is. And you see, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Shomrei Torah u'mitzvos, what a tremendous, tremendous schus that is. I want to wish you that you should all of you and your families have arikos yomim v'shonim gezunta heit. You should be able to continue to do all of that great work that you've been doing all of these years. And that's the schus, and in that schus you will be blessed forever. I didn't really have much to do with Joe Tenenbaum when I was in the yeshiva, but I do remember something else. When I put up the shul building for B'nai Torah congregation, Joe helped me put up that building. I think there's still the cornerstone. They don't take out cornerstones. In memory of Avram and Esther Elka, his parents, And of course, he's a name of Torah support throughout the entire world. There are great people that have been involved in Eretz Yisrael, and I had a little bit of a hand, and I thank the Rebbeinu Shem Tov in giving me the opportunity, that giving me the opportunity to be here to do it. It changed our lives. It had a tremendous impact on us, and we thank the Rebbeinu Shem for all of that. And all that I wanted when I came here was to establish a yeshiva that would indeed reflect what Yahadut is all about, a profound love of Torah Yisrael, a profound love of Klal Yisrael, and a profound love of Eretz Yisrael. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be here this evening. It's for my wife and I, it is a very, very emotional coming back, and we wish you all of you should be zeicher, by supporting the yeshiva and supporting Torah, all of you should be zeicher to our vichus, yomim, yishonim, yizun, and nachasim children. Mazel tov!
From the day we came to Toronto, our father always